This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. So cotton futures were down 69 to 94 cents on Friday, though led lower by the new crop futures. December ended the week a net 134-point loss, though May was a net 513 points weaker for the week and 17.15 cents off the contract high that we hit in February. Cotton spec traders shown 3,900 contracts less net long for the week after a bout of long liquidation. The Commitment of Traders report had the group at 80,600 contracts net long as of the settle. Commercial cotton traders adding new hedges, though the shorts offset the new longs for a 4,000 contract swing to 127,600 contracts net short. USDA's weekly cotton market review had 4,700 bales sold on the week, averaging 83.09 cents per pound. Cotlook A index was back down by 235 points, 95.60 a pound on March 28th, and the average world price weakened by another 140 points to 69.48. Certificated stocks 14,000 bells higher at 81,664. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.